Thank you very much for this privilege of being with you here this morning. I woke up with a little bit of a sort of something in my throat, so I apologize. My voice is one octave deeper today than it normally is. So this is Easter week. And all over the world, the church is remembering what our Savior did. And we remember that Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. And we remember the crowds that were worshiping him. But we also remember the rest of the week.
Bet taip pat atsimenam kitą savaitės dalį.
And we remember how this week ended.
Ir prisimenam, kuo ta savaitė pasibaigė.
We remember the sacrifice of our Savior.
Prisimenam mūsų išganytojo auką.
And we remember how easily hearts turn from worship to something darker.
Ir atsimenam, kaip greitai širdis pasisuko nuo šlovinimo prie tamsių dalykų.
And how easily our hearts can go from worship to something darker.
Ir žinom, kaip mūsų širdis greitai gali persistukti nuo šlovinimo prie tamsių dalykų.
So today we shout Hosanna.
Taigi šiandien šaukiam Hosanna.
But maybe tomorrow we say something else.
O rytoj galbūt kažką kito pasakysim.
So we must remember.
Taigi turim prisimint.
We need Jesus.
Kad mums reikia Jėzų.
Because our hearts sometimes betray us.
Nes kartais mūsų širdis mus išduoda.
I love what God is doing around the world in bringing this message of Easter to places that are spiritually dark.
Man patinka, kaip reikia atnešamas šią žinią, Velykų žinią į įvairias pasaulio vietas.
In the city of Cairo, Egypt.
Kaire, Egipte.
I was in a worship service.
Dalyvau pamaldose.
Several years ago.
Prieš keletą metų.
During this Easter week.
Tokia pat Velykų savaitė.
It was a very unusual church.
Labai neįprasta bažnyčia.
Now Cairo is a city of what, 15, 18 million people?
Kaire gyvena 15-18 milijonų gyventojų.
It's very big.
Labai didelis.
And it's a Muslim. It's a Muslim country.
Musulmoniška šalis.
But there's a minority of Christians.
Ir krikščionių yra mažuma.
Most of them are Coptic Christians, Orthodox.
Dauguma iš jų yra koptų.
And many of them are finding a vital relationship with Jesus.
Ir dauguma iš jų turi tokius gyvus santykius su Jėzumi.
So I visited a community.
Taigi aš susitikau su bendruomene.
In the garbage city.
Šiukšlių mieste.
Any of you have ever been there before?
Ar esat buvę kas nors?
This is the garbage city of Jerusalem of Cairo. So in the Rio Earth Summit, the UN had an Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro in 1988.
Yeah,
the United Nations had a global summit on the environment. And the city that won the number one award for recycling was Cairo.
O miestas, kuris laimėjo pirmą vietą už žaliavų perdirbimą, buvo Kairas.
Why?
Kodėl?
Because this Christian community in the midst of a garbage dump recycle 97% of the city's garbage.
Nes ši bendruomenė, krikščioniška bendruomenė šiukšlių mieste, perdirba 97%
Every day, tens of thousands of kilos of garbage come into this community. Now, how did this community form? The government decided to make a nice development in an area where there were Orthodox. So they bulldozed their buildings. And they took several thousand families.
Kelis tūkstančių šeimų paėmė.
And they put them into an old abandoned stone quarry.
ir perkelė juos į apleistas akmenų vietovę.
Where people were putting the garbage.
Ten, kur žmonės šiukšlės mesdavo.
So when you put people into a garbage dump, you are telling them, you are garbage.
Kai žmonės gyvendini šiukšlių vietoj, tu pasakai jiems, kad jūs esate šiukšlės.
So the alcoholism rate was 80% and higher.
Alkoholizmo lygis buvo 80%.
Drug addiction.
Narkotikai.
Broken families.
Sugriautos šeimos.
Just a very troubled society.
Labai problematiška visuomenė.
Every morning at 2-3 a.m.
Kiekvieną rytą apie pusę trijų.
These young men go with their donkeys and carts. All over the streets of Cairo.
Per Kairo gatves.
And they pick up the garbage.
Ir renka šiukšles.
And they put it in these big sacks.
Ir sudeda į tokius didelius maišus.
And you see these little donkeys.
Ir mato tos mažus asilus.
Walking.
Einančius.
With 5 meters of garbage behind them.
Ir velkančius 5 metrus šiukšlių.
And they go walking in the middle of the night.
Ir eina vidury miesto naktį.
And they all come back to this big quarry.
Ir grįžta į tą vietą.
And there the garbage is sorted.
Tada išrūšiuoja.
One family just deals in plastics.
Viena šeima dirba su plastiku.
Another family paper.
Kita su popierium.
Another family glass.
Trečia su stiklu.
One family razor blades.
Kita šeima su skustukais.
Stainless steel Remington blades. Stainless steel, like high quality steel.
Aukštos kokybės peiliukai.
1 ton.
Toną.
$3,000.
$3,000.
So this is a community that recycles.
Tokia bendruomenė rūšiuoja ir perdirba žaliavas.
A man led his garbage collector to Christ.
Ir vienas žmogus nuvedė šiukšlių rinkėją.
He eventually became a priest in this community.
Jis tapo tos bendruomenės kunigu.
And he has called this community to prayer.
Ir prašė, kad bendruomenė melstųsi.
And they have built prayer caves in the cliffs.
Ir uolose jie iškalė maldos urvus.
Their largest church is a cave.
Didžiausia bažnyčia yra urve.
The largest church they built is seats 12,000 people. In the midst of Cairo. In the middle of a Muslim city. In the middle of a garbage dump. And when I go there in Easter time to worship, the fragrance of worship
pamaldų kvapas
is stronger than the smell of the garbage.
Yra stipresnis už šiukšlių kvapą.
I was there when 50 complete burqa, black burqa clad women were in this worship service.
Kai buvau ten, buvo 50 burkams apsirengusių moterų.
Responding to the grace of Jesus.
Ir atsakančios į Jėzaus malonę.
Sometimes Jesus takes the humblest.
Kartais Jėzus pakelia nuolankiausius.
Those who are forgotten.
Tuos, kurie yra pamiršti.
Those who the world says are garbage.
Tiems, kuriems pasaulis sako, jūs esate šiukšlės.
And he makes from them a beautiful story.
Ir iš jų sukuria nuostabią istoriją.
You should look this up on the internet this afternoon.
Šią popietę paieškoti internete.
Put in Cairo Cave Church. You will see amazing pictures in the stone. One of the most famous rock sculpture artists, a Polish man, has been living there for 25 years. So all around you see the pictures of Bible stories on the walls of the cave. This is a community that's being transformed. But the heart of this community is prayer.
Yra malda.
They meet for prayer every morning, 5 o'clock. And it's prayer that's been transforming people's lives. Muslims send their demonized people to this place because they know they will be healed. And God is doing a wonderful thing. We have this gift of approaching the throne of God because of what Jesus did. And we come into communion with God and community with each other. So I want to talk about how communion with God and community with each other brings transformation. Our text this morning is from Hebrews chapter 10. Verse 19 to 25. So therefore, brothers, sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, verse 19. By a new and living way opened for us through the curtain that is his body. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water.
Artinkime su tyra širdimi ir giliu užtikrintu tikėjimu. Apšlakstymo apvalę širdis nuo nešvarios sąžinės ir nuplovę kūną švariu vandeniu.
Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful.
Išlaikykime nepaidinamą vilties išpažinimą, nes ištikimas tas, kuris pažadėjo.
And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds.
Žiūrėkime vieni kitų, skatindami mylėti ir daryti gerus darbus.
Let's not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching.
Neatleiskime savųjų susirinkimo, kaip kurie yra pratę, bet raginkime vieni kitus juo labiau, juo aiškiau regime besartinančią dieną.
In English, there's a number of statements that start with these two words, let us.
Anglų kalboje yra keletą vietų tokie žodžiai, kaip let us, lietuviškai tai būtų kaip me, darykime, eikime.
It's a corporate word.
Yra toks sudėtingas žodis.
It's an invitation.
Tai yra kaip kvietimas.
It's an invitation. So the first one is in verse 22.
Pirmas žodis yra 22 eilutė.
It says, let us draw near to God.
Sako, artinkimės. Prie Dievo.
Why?
Kodėl?
Until this point, God is not approachable except by a priest.
Iki to momento, prie Dievo nebuvo galima prieiti, išskyrus kunigams.
Anyone else who approaches God,
bet kas prieidavo prie Dievo,
will die.
Mirdavo.
And even amongst the priests,
net kunigų tarpe,
only one priest,
tik vienas kunigas,
on one day,
vieną dieną,
each year, can enter the holy place behind the curtain. Now, what curtain is this? This is a curtain that God commanded Moses to build. This is a curtain that separates the most holy place in the temple from the holy place.
Tai yra vieta, kuri atskiria švenčiausią vietą nuo šventos vietos.
This curtain is made of woven material.
Ten uždanga buvo išausta.
This curtain is as wide, as thick as a man's hand.
Ir ji buvo tokio pločio kaip vyro ranka.
This curtain is 10 meters high.
Ta uždanga buvo 10 metrų.
This curtain is so heavy.
Ir buvo tokia sunki.
No one could ever rip it.
kad niekas negalėjo jos perprašyti.
No one. This curtain has no hole in it.
Ji neturi jokios skylės.
The only way you pass through this curtain is underneath it.
Tik po ją pašliaužiant.
On your face.
Veidu į žemę.
You approach God this way. With fear and trembling. And you have a rope tied around your leg. Because if you die in that place, no one's coming to get you. Or they will die too. So the rope is around your leg. If you die, you also have a bell around your leg. A little bell. And if that bell stops ringing, people outside get nervous. And if it stays quiet for a long time, they pull on the rope. And if you're dead, they pull you out. This is what it was before Christ. But now, he says, we have confidence. We have boldness to enter the most holy place. Why? God is holy by the blood of Jesus. Because of what we are remembering this week, we have access to the throne room of God. You realize this? This is incredible. We can enter the very presence of God because of the sacrifice of Christ and His blood shed on our behalf. He says, by a new and living way, open for us through the curtain that is His body. So this is the ministry of Jesus at Easter. So this is the first area, first place of communion. We cannot have community without communion. Community happens as we all commune with God. As we draw near to God, we also come closer to each other. Do you understand this? Is this clear? This is the first invitation. Let us draw near to God. He says, we have full assurance of faith, verse
22.
Our hearts are sprinkled with His blood. And our bodies are washed with water. The Jews would always offer a blood sacrifice for their sin. And they would wash their bodies before they went into the temple. But these are just outward symbols. In preparation for the fulfillment that came in Christ. He fulfilled these symbols. So let us draw near to God. Do you realize there are millions of Muslims, Buddhists, and Hindus trying to do this right now? Right now, there are hundreds of millions of Muslims today who are beating on the door of heaven. They have no experience of the presence of God. They don't even hope that they will ever have a relationship with God. God is too holy. He's so unlike us. You will never be in intimate relationship with Him, ever. The most that you can hope for, is one day, somehow in the scales of justice, your good deeds will outweigh your bad deeds. And God will somehow make allowance for you to go into heaven. You have no confidence. No assurance of salvation. The only way is if you kill yourself in a holy war. If you commit suicide. If you're sanctioned by some Muslim leader. This is why young people are killing themselves. This is why you have suicide bombers. There is no assurance of salvation. This is an incredible lie. But they want to enter the presence of God. So I have a friend, his name's Abdullah. He met Jesus in university. In the country of Morocco. Morocco. Yeah, he was depressed. Yeah, he was trying to find God. He thought, okay, I have to pray 5 times a day. I'm not gonna pray at home. I'm gonna pray in the mosque. And if I pray in the mosque, maybe God will be happy with me. Maybe then I will sense His presence. So he's praying 5 times a day in the mosque. The first prayer is at 4 a.m. So you have to get up and you have to walk. It's early. And then you have to leave your classes and you have to go find a mosque. It's a challenge. He's in the mosque. He's on his face. And Muslims all over the world say the same words in Arabic when they pray. The same. Muslims pray the same way all over the world. And here's a voice behind him. You're not praying the right way. He looks around. There's no one there. He's like, whoa. I'm hearing things. But it's confusing. You're not praying the right way. What other way is there? This is the right way. So he's confused. In the next prayer that day when he goes to the mosque, he hears the same voice. You're not praying the right way. Whoa. This happened for 3 weeks. Finally, he was very discouraged. He went to his brother's house. He enjoyed having spiritual conversations with his brother. He said, I think I'm going crazy. I'm hearing a voice that says, you're not praying the right way. But I'm praying the right way. So what do you think? His brother didn't say anything to him. He just handed him a New Testament. So he began reading the life of Jesus. And he realized that Jesus came to show us how to walk with God. And then he offered his life so that there would be a new and living way into the presence of God.
kad turėtų gyventų taip ir kad Dievo galėtų gyventi Dievo artume.
He realized that Jesus is the way, the truth and the life.
Jis suprato, kad Jėzus yra kelias, tiesa ir gyvenimas.
And instead of just banging on the door of heaven,
ir vietoj to, kad
he found the key.
Jis rado raktą.
And he opened the door.
Ir atrakino.
And he found a relationship with Jesus. So I'm at Abdullah's house. And I'm there with about 20 other church planters. And we have long hours of conversation. And then we are all tired and we go to bed. We wake up the next morning. I get up at 6. I'm looking for coffee. Where's the coffee? So I go to the kitchen. Abdullah walks in the kitchen. I look at
Abdullah.
His face is full of light. He looks very awake. I say, Abdullah,
sakau, Abdullah,
what have you been doing?
Ką tu darei?
You look much better than me.
Sakau, geriau atrodai už mane.
Have you had coffee?
Sakau, geri kavos.
No.
Ne.
Wow. He got up at 4.
Jis atsikėlė ketvirtą ryto.
He says, every morning I get up at 4.
Sakau, kiekvieną rytą keliuosi ketvirtą ryto.
And I love worshiping God.
Sakau, man patinka šlovinti Dievą.
I spend an hour just saying how much I love you. Enjoying the presence of the Holy Spirit. This is my favorite time of the day. And the next hour, I read the Bible and I pray for my country. Because there's so many people that don't know the presence of God.
Nepažįsta Dievo taip artimai.
And then I come at 6 looking for some coffee. I said, Abdullah.
Sakau, Abdullah.
It's clear on your face.
Sakau, aiškiai matosi iš tavo veido.
Where you have been this morning.
Kur tu šį rytą buvai?
Now that Abdullah has found this presence of God.
Kai Abdullah atrado Dievo artumą.
No one can take him out of this place.
Niekas negali iš ten pajudinti.
This is his most favorite location.
Tai yra jo pati mėgstamiausia būsena.
Is it your favorite location?
Ar tai yra jūsų mėgstamiausia būsena?
This is why Easter happens.
Štai kodėl Velykos.
Easter is not just so that you can go to heaven.
Dėl Velykų mes galime nueiti dangų.
It's so that you can enter heaven now.
Į dangų galima nueiti dabar.
You can enter the presence of God now.
Dabar galim. Būti Dievo artume.
You can talk to the creator of the universe now.
Dabar galit kalbėti su visatos kūrėju.
You can share your burdens, your heaviness with him now.
Galit savo sunkumus, savo naštas dalinti su juo dabar.
You can bring the names of your friends who don't know Jesus before his throne now.
Dabar galit atnešti prie jo savo draugų, kurie
you realize this gift.
Ar jūs suvokiat tą?
This is incredible. This is amazing.
Nuostabu.
You have this privilege.
Taigi turi tą privilegiją.
Are we using this privilege?
Ar naudojamės tą privilegiją?
You have the key.
Turi raktą.
His name is Jesus.
Jo vardas yra Jėzus.
The door to heaven is open.
Vartai į dangų atverti.
Do you realize how many hundreds of millions of people want the privilege that we have here today?
Šimtų milijonų žmonių nori turėti tą pačią privilegiją, kaip mes turim šiandien.
Are you excited about Easter?
Ar džiaugiatės Velykom?
Are you?
Ar tikrai?
If you're excited,
jeigu džiaugiamės,
enter the presence of God this week.
Ateikit pas Dievą arti šią savaitę.
Spend time in the most holy place.
Praleiskit laiko švenčiausioje vietoje.
Spend time in worship.
Praleiskit laiko maldose.
Spend time in intercession.
Šlovinimuose. Bendraujant.
Don't ignore this place.
Neignoruokit šios vietos.
This is where our communion starts.
Nuo to prasideda mūsų bendravimas.
With this communion,
we
have the capacity for community with one another. So he says in verse 25, he says, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess. Yeah, 23. Let us hold unswervingly. Yeah, so he talks about hope. Hold on to hope. We learned at this conference this weekend, the scarlet cord hanging out of Rahab's window. In the wall of Jericho. This red rope. It's called tikva. This cord is called tikva. And this word means hope. So this woman had hope in God. And it was symbolized by this red cord. And he's saying, don't let go of this cord. Hold on to it. This cord symbolizes God's redemption. The blood of Christ, which forgives and cleanses. Which can transform our lives. Don't let go of hope. Our hope is not in each other, our hope is in God. Your hope is not in finding a really good husband. Sorry to say that. Your hope is finding the living God. Your hope is finding Him. Everything that you need. In Him. Everything that you need. What are you hoping in today? What is your hope in today? I have, again, friends in many challenging places. One of those places is Mauritania. Just below Morocco. My friend Da is a church planter. He was a teacher, and he had a dream of Jesus. And he found the Bible, and he gave his life to Jesus. And then his call to ministry was also a dream. An angel pointed him to a camel and gave him a Bible and said, go, and pointed him in the direction of the Sahara Desert. So for many years, he gets camels, he fills the saddlebags with Bibles, and he goes into the desert looking for people to share the gospel with. There's a problem. It's a Muslim country. They take the Quran very seriously. They practice Sharia. Literal interpretation of the Quran. If you're a thief, they chop your hand off. If you're committing adultery, they kill you. If you share the gospel with a Muslim, they kill you. So, he has this mission from God. But if he shares the gospel with the wrong person, he's dead. So it's very important that he listens to the Holy Spirit when he goes to share the gospel. So he's going to visit one of the young believers in an oasis. And he's worshiping God. And the Holy Spirit speaks to him. It says, share the gospel with the chief of this village. So he tells the young man, when he meets him, we must go to the chief. And the young man says, no. We can't. The chief hates Christians. He says, well, that's all I have. God told me to go to the chief. The young man says, well, he can kill us. The Da said, let's go. So they went to the chief. Chief looks at them. You guys are Christians. Why do you worship a book? It's been corrupted. How could God have a son? The typical objections of Muslims. So Dal looks at the chief. Why does your God not bring rain? It hasn't rained in this place in 3 years. And the chief says, well, I worship God whether he brings rain or not. And Da says, well, that's good. But you pray for rain, don't you? And she says, yes, but my Mariba, my medicine man, my shaman is not very strong. And Da looks at him and says, well, my Mariba can bring rain. And the young man looks at him. And the chief says, if you don't bring rain, if your Mariba cannot bring rain, I'm going to kill both of you. So they excuse themselves and they go to the young man's tent and they start praying. They say, Jesus, please, we need rain. Yeah, it's big. So no rain. That day, no rain. Next day, no rain. They're fasting. The third day, they wake up, and there's clouds. This is good. Clouds get darker, and it starts to rain on the third day. So the chief calls him into his tent. He says, I want to meet your Mariba. Like shaman. Yeah, I want to meet your Mariba. And Da says, my Mariba, his name is Jesus. He's using a cultural term. So my Mariba is Jesus. And he starts sharing the gospel with him. No other sacrifice is ever needed. This Mariba gave himself as a sacrifice. This is different. He's different than any other Mariba on the planet. He rose from the dead. So this chief listens to this message. And he says, yeah, he just leaves the tent. He's emotionally disturbed. And the young man says, I think we should go now. Because he's upset. And this is our time to leave. And Da said, no. We don't leave until we find out what happens. The chief comes back into the tent. And he says, tell me again everything you know about Jesus. So they share the gospel with him again. And this chief says, I want to become a follower of Jesus. So they got some water. They baptized him in the tent that day. This chief has shared the gospel with everyone in his village. This is the God who brings rain. This is the God who invites you into relationship. And there is a growing church in that oasis. This is the hope that is transforming communities in Mauritania, in Morocco, in Mongolia, in Lithuania. This is the hope. This is the hope. This is the cord, the rope that people are holding on to. Is this your hope? Is this hope making a difference in your life? The writer says, hold on to this hope. Don't just speak it. Let this hope change how you live your life. Because God is faithful to His promises. And He says, let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. This word spur is an interesting word. I don't know how it's translated in Lithuanian. But in English, in this translation, it's this little round piece of metal that cowboys put on the back of their cowboy boots when they're riding a horse. Yeah, so can you picture this? So you're riding a horse, and sometimes the horse doesn't do exactly what you want it to do. So you tap it with the reins, and the horse is still stubborn. So then you take your boot, and you go like this. You kick the horse with the spur. And the horse says, whoa! And you say, are you listening now? Yes! I'm listening. My question is, has anyone ever spurred you? A sharp word of encouragement. He says, spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Has anyone called you to love and good deeds with a sharp word that you don't forget? Does this ever happen to you? Yes? No? Sometimes we don't allow people to speak to us this clearly. We don't want anyone to get close to us. We say, why do you have the right to speak to me? But my experience is we are made to grow in community. I need you. You need me. We need each other. We don't follow God by ourselves. We help each other. This is a community that's being transformed. So let me ask you a question. Will you allow people to spur you on? Will you have this quality of trust in your relationships where you allow people to speak strong words of encouragement to you? Or will you immediately become offended? Are you easily offended? Or do you welcome strong words of encouragement? The writer of Hebrews says this is normal. We must spur one another on.
Now,
some people think maybe they have a ministry of spurring, and this is a problem. They go around just poking people. This is not what he's talking about. But occasionally, you have this chance to challenge each other. I still remember the words that have been spoken to me with a sharp sort of encouragement. I remember them more
than
all of the nice words that have been spoken to me ever. Maybe it's the same with you. I need these words. In particular when they come from a heart of love. So let's give each other the gift of encouragement and spurring each other on. Okay, he says then, verse 25, he says, let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing. Now, some people, they say, it's okay. Just me and Jesus, that's all I need. I have a relationship with God. I don't need anybody else. I can worship God. I can read the Bible. I don't need anybody else. But this is not the way of the New Testament. This is not what Jesus called us to. He called us to be part of a church. A body. A community of faith. Where we share our life. With each other. And when we remember Easter, and we remember the sacrifice of Jesus, we remember that his body was sacrificed for us. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, Paul is teaching on the communion elements, the cup and the bread. He says in chapter 10, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 16 and 17, he says, is not the cup of thanksgiving for which we give thanks a participation in the blood of Christ? And is not the bread that we break a participation in the body of Christ? And then notice what he says in verse 17. Because there is one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one loaf. So when we take the bread, and we take this bread, we remember that we have communion with God through Jesus, and we're part of one loaf, one body, with each other. And we are renewing our covenant with God.
Mes atnaujinam savo sandorą su Dievu,
and also our covenant with each other.
Ir savo sandorą vieni su kitais.
When we take the bread.
Kai valgom duoną.
We remember. We give our life to each other.
Mes duodam savo gyvenimą vieni kitiems.
Not just to God.
Ne tik Dievui.
Is this clear?
Paaiškiai.
Okay. This is the church.
Tai yra bažnyčia.
This is the body of Christ.
Tai yra Kristaus kūnas.
So don't give up meeting together.
Taigi, neapleiskim susirinkimų.
In particular, when you have conflict with somebody else.
Ypač, jeigu turim konfliktų.
When you have conflict.
Jeigu turim konfliktų.
At that very moment. You can say, I would rather do this alone. I don't need these people. At that point, you're in a very vulnerable position. And you are in danger of being taken out by the enemy. So when you're in conflict, let me plead with you. Walk towards the conflict, not away from it. Walk towards the person who has hurt you, not away. In humility, receive the grace of God to forgive. Receive the grace of God to receive also forgiveness yourself. Don't give up meeting together. Okay? This is important. He also says, verse 26, or verse 25, let us encourage one another, all the more as you see the day approaching. Hebrews 10,
25.
Second half of the verse. Let us encourage one another.
Give.
So literally, give each other courage. We all need courage. I had a very discouraging thing happen when I was in university. A friend of mine was in our small group, our ministry team. Very good worship leader. Has a lovely testimony. She was from Singapore. Her name was Brenda. And after 3 years, she was spending each summer in by herself and going to school. But she was in the university. She didn't go home in the summertime to Singapore. She was staying in Canada. And by the third summer, she was lonely. Do you ever get lonely? And she said, I would rather be with a man than I would be, faithful to Jesus. Now, she didn't say it this clearly. But this is what happened. Another student was in her house. Very polite, very morally good. He was a Muslim. And he was also from, I think, Malaysia. Next door country. And he was attracted to her. She's a beautiful young woman. And so he makes his affections known to her. She thinks, I'm so lonely. I just want to have someone hold me. And by the end of the summer, they're intimate. And when I see her at the end of the summer, I say, Brenda, how was your summer? And her eyes go down. And she's somehow afraid to tell me. And it's so sad. And I see the joy leaving her life. And I feel sad. I feel discouraged. I feel like somehow I should have done more to help her. I didn't know. I didn't know that this was happening in the summertime. So I talk after this conversation with Brenda. My heart is heavy. And I walk out to the parking lot at the university. And a friend of mine walks past me. He gives me a piece of paper. He doesn't even say hello. He just hands me the paper. I say, this is strange. What's this paper? I go to my car. I open up the paper. And it's a note from him to me. It's a very strange note. It's a picture. A picture. I didn't know this man was an artist. And actually, he's not really an artist. And so this is the picture. This is the picture. And the picture is of two cliffs. Cliff. And there's these two stick figures that are climbing up, somehow stuck to the side of the cliff. It seems like they're climbing up the cliff. And there's stick figures on top of the cliff. And I see little rocks. I see rocks coming down upon the two guys that are climbing up the cliff. And I think this is the strangest picture I've ever seen in my life. But thankfully, there's a scripture from 1 Samuel chapter 14, verse 7. 1 Samuel 14, verse 7. So I read this. Do all that you have in mind, his armor bearer said. Go ahead, I'm with you, heart and soul. It's the story of Jonathan and his armor bearer. They're all their friends have abandoned the faith. Their friends are living in holes. They're hiding. Some of their friends have defected to the enemy. And instead of running away, Jonathan says, we're going to run right at the enemy. We're going to climb this cliff. And if they shout down, hey, come up here, we're going to show you a lesson. That'll be a sign that God's given them to us. And if they yell down, hey, you little, Jewish people, I'm going to come down and teach you. We're coming down to you. We're going to teach you a lesson. If they say we're coming down, that's the sign that we need to run away, run away. And so the Philistines say, hey, you Jewish guys, you circumcised people, you come up here, we teach you a lesson. And Jonathan says, this is the sign God's given them to us. And his armor bearer, his assistant, says, I'm with you. Whatever God's put in your heart to do, I'm with you 100%. My friend had no idea I was so discouraged when he gave me this note. But he was just listening to God. And he wrote this note in faith, in obedience to God. And he gave me this note at exactly the right time. Have you ever received those kinds of words of encouragement? Has someone ever encouraged you in your faith? At just the right time? You remember how strong you felt after you received that word of encouragement? When you received that word of God, that promise from the word of God, can we be those kinds of messengers of encouragement to one another? This week, can you pray? Ask the Lord, who can I encourage this week? Ask him for several people, maybe 3-4 people. Ask God for a scripture that you can give them. A promise that you can give them. That will give them new courage. to walk by faith.
Naujos drąsos eiti tikėjime.
This is what Jesus was asking for.
To Jėzus prašė, kvietė.
This week.
Šią savaitę.
As he was preparing for the cross.
Rengdamasis kryžiui.
He was so excited to have dinner with his friends.
Jis taip džiaugiasi, kad galės vakarieniauti su
draugais. One final meal.
Paskutinis valgis.
He loved being with them.
Jam patiko su jais būti.
He shared with them his most intimate thoughts.
Jis su jais dalinosi savo giliausiomis mintimis.
He took them to the favorite place where they often went to pray.
Nusivedė juos į pačią mėgstamiausią vietą.
Then he called three of them to come with him.
Ir pakvietė, kad trys ateitų su juo.
And he wanted them to encourage him.
Ir norėjo, kad jie padrąsintų.
Some word of encouragement.
Nu, bent kokį žodelį.
He was facing death.
Jis ėjo mirti.
He needed friends.
Jam reikėjo draugų.
He needed faith.
Jam reikėjo tikėjimo.
He needed the word of the Lord.
Jam reikėjo Dievo žodžio.
His friends?
O draugai?
They fell asleep.
Užmigo.
They weren't there for him.
Nu, draugai.
Are we going to fall asleep in our faith?
Ar mes irgi savo tikėjimą užmigsim?
This week.
Šią savaitę.
Let's ask God to give us words of encouragement for other people.
Paprašykime, kad Dievas suteiktų mums padrąsinimo žodžių kitiems.
This is why we have these things.
Todėl turim tuos dalykus.
What is this for?
Kam jis?
Let's give words of encouragement to each other.
Padrąsinkim vienas kitą.
It's never been easier.
Niekad nebuvo lengviau.
You can encourage 100 people this week.
Šią savaitę gali 100 žmonių paskambinti.
Right? Let's be a blessing to one another.
Būkim palaima vienas kitam.
Let's encourage each other.
Padrąsinkim vienas
kitą. All the more as we see the day approaching.
Tuo labiau, kuo matom artėjančią dieną.
My translation, day has a big capital D.
Mano vertime yra didžioji raidė.
Is it like yours as well? Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Let us encourage one another all the more as you see the day approaching. It's not any day. It's the big day. The D-Day. The day of Christ's return. This is the day. As this day gets closer. Give one another courage.
Padrasinkim vieni kitus.
So that we finish well.
Kad gerai pabaigtum.
We stand firm in our faith.
Kad tikėjime būtumėm stiprus.
We remain faithful.
Kad liktumėm ištikimi.
Amen?
Amen.
Let's pray together.
Pasimelskim.
Father, thank you for your word.
Tėve, dėkoju tau už tavo žodį.
We thank you for this week.
Dėkojam šią savaitę.
We remember what you did for us.
Ir prisimenam, ką tu dėl mūsų padarei.
In bringing us into communion with the Father.
Kad galim bendrauti su Tėvu.
And into a new body.
Naujam kūne.
Where we have community with one another.
Kur galim bendrauti vieni su kitais.
I pray your blessing on this community of faith.
Meldžiu tavo palaimą šiai tikėjimo bendruomenei.
Make us a blessing to one another.
Tegu mes būsime vienas kitam palaima.
For your glory.
Tavo šlovei.
In Jesus' name.
Jėzaus vardu.
Amen.
Amen.
Dar šiek tiek laiko maldai. Aš galvojau tiesiog apie ką melstis, tai melsimės iš tikrųjų apie tai, ką girdėjome. Ir pagalvojau apie šitą sekmadienį ir turbūt šitas sekmadienis yra iš tikrųjų vienintelis, ar tas vienas sekmadienis, kai mes galime didžiąją dalimi susirinkti visi kartu, nes kai ateina jau penktadienis, šeštadienis, sekmadienis, tai kadangi turbūt nemaža dalis mūsų nesam vilniečiai, tai žmonės išsivažiuoja kažkur pas savo giminės, tai iš tikrųjų ir kviečiu tai tokiai bendruomeniniai maldai, meldžiantis apie tai, ką ir Rendės pamokslavo, kad mes iš tikrųjų prisimintume tai, kas artėjantį savaitę, daug tokių įvykių ir daug vaizdinių gali kilti jums. Tai tiesiog paraginimą arba kaip idėjos maldai, tai tiesiog prisiminti paskutinę vakarienę, kas ten vyko, tas kojų plovimas, duona, vynas, Kristaus bendravimas, susakymas apie išdavystę, tada nukryžiavimas, vėlgi daug tokių irgi įvykių, tai yra pokalbis su pilotu, tada kai Jėzus nešė kryžių, kažkas jam padėjo, tada vėlgi per patį nukryžiavimą yra du nusikalteliai šalia jo, tokių daug yra pokalbių, kurie mums daug ką gali priminti. Pats prisikėlimas irgi toks didžiulė šventė. Iš kitos pusės atsimenam Tomą, kuris abejoja, ar čia tikrai prisikėlė, ar neprisikėlė, tai tokių daug įvykių. Tai va, tai aš tiesiog kviečiu ar tyloje, ar savo žodžiais garsiai nebijoti pasimelsti visiems kartu, kad visi girdėtume ir visi pritartume savo žodžiais, savo mintimis ir tikrai, kas ateina jums į širdį, tai dėl to ir melskitės. Tai va, galite sėdėti, galite atsistoti, kaip jums patogu, galite klauptis. Tai va, tiesiog kviečiu melsis ir aš tada o kurio laiko pabaigsiu maldą, kas norite. Aš patėdėjau, mes ateinam pas tave, Dieve, ir tikrai aš patėdėjau, prisimename ir visą tai, kas vyks kitą savaitę, tie visi vaizdiniai, aš patėdėjau, visą, ką tu darėjai per sūnų Jėzų Kristų, tikrai aš patėdėjau, prašom, kad tą savaitę mums nepraeitų šiaip savo, kaip eilinę savaitę, o iš tikrųjų skirtume to asmeninio laiko su tavim prisimindami visą, ką darai dėl mūsų, Dieve, kad tai tikrai būtų ypatinga mums savaitė. Ir mes minėtume, mes turėtume to dedikuoto laiko, Dieve. Tikrai prašome, kad irgi pagal tai, ką girdėjom šiandien iš raginimų, kad gebėtume būti tie, kurie padrasina kitus žmonės, tiek savo tikėjimo namiškius, tiek savo draugus, kolegas, universitetuose, darbuose, šeimuose, visur, kur mes esam, viešpatė, Dieve, tikrai, kad būtume tie, kurie nebijo drąsinti viešpatė, nebijo dalintis gerąją naujieną, Dieve. Ir kai prašom, kad ir mūsų širdis būtų atviras tam, kad jeigu girdime žodį kažkokį, kuris mus skatina ir galbūt kartais nemaloniai skatina, kad mes priimtume tai, kas yra sakoma viešpatė, jeigu tai yra su meilė, kad mes tą meilę priimtume ir tas skatintų mūsų aukti, Dieve. Tikrai prašau viešpatė, Dieve, kad kiekvieno širdis būtų tinkamai nusiteikusi viešpatė ir džiaugtųsi visą artėjančią savaitę viešpatį ir mes galų galę džiugsmingai švęstume tavo prisikelimą. Jėzus Kristus vardu. Amen. Dabar surinksim paukojimus ir pasidalysim skelbimais. Iš tokių skelbimų tai yra apie didįjį penktadienį. Bus bendras pamaldas su Malonės Baptistų bažnyčia. Tai tie, kas pamenat, ten, kur anksčiau rinkomės, tai yra Verkių 22 gatvė. Adresas yra 18 valandą. Bus bendrosios pamaldos kartu ten. Tai va, visi esam laukiami. Ir taip pat prašymas yra atsinešti kažko prie stalo, kas galit, nes po pamaldų bus bendravimas. Tada apie patį Velykų rytą, tai tie, kas busit vėlgi sekmadienį Vilniuje, renkamės Trijų Kryžių kalne ir laikas bent jau iš to, ką visi surašėm arba surašė žmonės Facebook'e, yra dominuojantis 8.30, bet Artūras paskelbs vėliau tiksliau, bet tikėtina šitas laikas. Ir tada po trijų kryžių kalno sugrįšime visi čia ir čia irgi bus bendravimas ir šlovinimas. Tai va, ar dar kas nors turit kažkokių skelbimų? Neturit. Gerai. Tai tada kviečiu šlovintojus vienai dar paskutiniai giesmiai, o dar prieš tai pasimelsiu už aukas. Viešpatė Dieve, mes dėkojame už visas aukas, kurias turime viešpatė, kurias sunešam. Ir kaip ir kiekvieną kartą mes meldžiame, kad visą tai tau pasitarnautų viešpatė Dieve, kad mūsų bažnyčia gebėtų tikrai pati iš savęs išsilaikyti ir turėti tiek dvasinių, bet ir finansinių resursų aukti, remti tarnystės viešpatė, organizuoti stovyklas vaikams, daryti alfa kursus viešpatė Dieve. Tikrai meldžiame, kad tu viską mums duotum ir tikrai tie finansai tau tarnautų. Per Sūnų Jėzų Kristų. Amen.
Patinkančių tau ir būt malakiam, ką darau visą širdį.
Ramybė ir meilė su tikėjimu nuo Dievo Tėvo ir Viešpatės Jėzus Kristus. Malonė visiems, kurie myli mūsų Viešpatį Jėzų Kristų, negęstančią meilę. Amen.